Interstate highways destroy neighborhoods. Public transit connects them. It's an old story, starkly told in the classic Robert Moses tale of transforming New York City in the 20th century into now overwhelmed highways while the subways and light rail systems languished along with the paved-over neighborhoods they once served. But the momentum has shifted in urban America. Centralized city living is more efficient. It's perceived as greener, cheaper in some cases. And the billion-dollar highways that put a concrete bootprint in the Rondo neighborhood of St. Paul, Minnesota's black community back in the 20th century are seen as bad planning for the 21st century. So the Twin Cities has built a light rail connection, allowing residents to travel from St. Paul to Minneapolis, from the airport to the far northern suburbs. The Green Line opened in the summer of 2014, along with another light rail line, rapid bus system, and commuter rail, all interconnected, huge investments in public transit. Commissioner Tony Carter, representing District 4 in Ramsey County, St. Paul, joins me now. How does it feel to have all that new stuff to ride on?
It feels great. It's wonderful to hop on the Green Line, visit along the line, be able to get on the line and see neighbors and friends and talk and relax and get to your destination on time.
And parking, that's just not a word you use.
Parking is a word that we use. We've certainly used it a lot as we plan the Green Line. And in fact, we've been working through new solutions to add parking back to University Avenue as possible in areas where it will fit. We still have parking there, and we should have more soon.
The thing that is interesting to me is that, you've got this is an efficient way to do urban planning. I mean, as expensive as a line is like this, there are so many benefits that come from it. How did you formulate the argument that allowed you to win the lawsuit that built the line along the University Avenue corridor? Because originally it wasn't necessarily going to do that.
As you look at the benefits, not only for getting people to places and spaces, as I said, but also for development along the line, for the redevelopment that we are seeing now that has been so tremendous, for employment and for economic opportunity to grow the economic engine within our community along University Avenue, we have been able to win people over to the fact that this line is a benefit, not only to St. Paul and Minneapolis, but certainly to the entire region and to the state. Moving forward on the line was actually an economic imperative as well as a social imperative for our entire community.
If you look at the Twin Cities, you've had two different stories of infrastructure over the last decade. One, of course, was the collapse of the Interstate Bridge that was such a tragedy that was really the result of stalled maintenance and crumbling infrastructure that we hear about so often in our politics in the United States, postponed maintenance, that sort of thing. And then we have the happy story of the Green Line. What's the lesson there as you look broadly at the imperatives for dealing with infrastructure in a city like Minneapolis-St. Paul?
I think the lesson is that infrastructure is extremely important to our lives. We depend upon it. We suffer when we do not invest appropriately in maintaining and improving the infrastructure that we need for our lives. And that's all kinds of infrastructure. You think about the places to which we've come over the past 20 years or so in technology and in the opportunities to, you know, get to places with the click of a button that we could never have gotten to before. Well, our physical infrastructure is like that too. And we must enhance it so that we are able to improve our lives continually. Certainly, we cannot risk that our infrastructure would crumble underneath us. We have to make the investments to continue to build it up. The light rail, the Central Corridor light rail, is a part of that investment. As I said, the development that it creates for all of us, not just the physical development, but the social development, is important as an interconnection for our lives.
She represents District 4 in Ramsey County, St. Paul. Commissioner Tony Carter, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.